Zohar Kisi Sa Chok Yisrael Day 3, an excerpt from 189b. Pasach Vayam opened this question and said, Kashoshana Bein Chochim, as a rose between the thorns, amongst the thorns. Kein Vayisi Bein Abonos, thus is my beloved among the daughters. Prasim Shishim 2:2. Voy Kodja Brichu Lam Yavad Lon Yisrael, Kegav Nidat Leila. The only blessed be he wanted to make Israel the same way as above, which means congruent and aligned and modeled after, and connected. To be a singular rose in the world, the same way as above. I mean, like the supernal rose, which is a parable for the Shekhinah, which means that you should have the divine presence manifest them to them below, just like it is above. And a rose gives off aroma and his choice from all of the other roses of the world. And it's not all, it's not except one rose amidst the thorns. In other words, that is the special choice rose, the one that grows in that place. And this smells fittingly. Because of this, Zera Shivin Zugin Dahavu Shivim Nefesh. He sowed 70 pairs, that are 70 souls. Olon ben chochim, he brought them among the thorns. Vinon chochim, these thorns, miyad havu inin zugin tamon. As soon as those pairs are there, siku an pinu tarfen shlitu al alma. They give forth branches and leaves and rain on the world. Din parchas shoshana binayu, and then the rose sprouts among them. Even the boy once the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to bring out the rose and gather it from their midst, then dry up, the thorns dry up, the throne, cut off, not counted as anything. The time when he goes to gather this rose, to bring out his choice son, at that time, the king goes among many troops, Ravavonin and Shalitin, great and reigning. Im de Golan Prishin with spread out flags, Apik the Bray Buchre become a Gavur, and he brings out his choice son with many mighty acts. Vaisi lay the Hechole, he brings him in his palace, Yosef Sagi Bibi Malka. He sits a long time in the king's house. Kivin the Chavel Gabi, once he sins to his father, Ochach Lev Alki Lei. He approves him and whips him. See, it's written in Shoftim 2:14. Vayichaf Hashem Yisrael et name Yad Shosim. The anger of Hashem was kindled. Israel and gave them the hands of those that plundered them. The hand of plunderers. Soach became the Kadmin. And he went sour as at first. Mord Bavur. He rebelled against his father. Afkemi Beisei, he threw him out of his house. What of the Israel? What did Israel do? Chamu Dahas Badru B'Bavel. They saw that they were dispersed to Babylonia. It's over by Mayad, mixed among the nations. And Sivu Nashin Nachrios gave birth to foreign women. Othidu Benin Minon, they gave birth to children from them. Even called all the spite of this Eme Kadisha Havis Apatripsid Alehu. The Holy Mother, a parable of the Shekhinah, was a gardener upon them. Well, David Hachi, because he discouched Shabrichu Omar Hoyle Vikazufa Ihu, he said, since it's shameful, lazy be you, me garme. Let my son come of his own accord. The oil of Echidel Yikori, Los Chazi, Dano, Ezelim, Taman, Lofkali. But since he profaned my honor, it's not fitting I should go there to take him out. Mavid Le Nisin Gvurin Kulakadmin, and to do for him miracles and mighty acts as at first. Tavuin and below Siyua, Dis Chazi, Lon. They returned without the help that was fitting for them. Below Plian and Nisin, without wonders and miracles. Elakulu Misbadrin. They're all separate. All dispersed, rather, kulu lon miskenu, all weak in poverty. But savu lechol the malka b'kisufa and returned to the palace of the king in shame. Ve'me kadisha arves lon, Holy Mother, was guarantee for them. Chavu kulu kabin, they sinned again as at first. Vavu kuchabichu, what only must be he do? Apik lahai broak kulu kabin mecholi ve'me bahade. He took his son out of his palace, as at first, and his mother with him. Amri said, "Mikan al halah." From here and further, Ema ubra yispun kama bishin kachada. Mother and son will bear many bad things as one. See, that's it's written in Yeshaya 51, Visheichem Shulcheimchem. Your sins, your mother sent away. While Dorm goes this, see, it's written in Dvarim 4:30, Vatsalacha, and suffering with Sa'ucha called Rima Eda, and shall find you all these things. Bacharisa Yomim, the end of days. My Bacharisa Yomim was the end of days. Ella, Dohi, Ema Kadisha Diach, Acharisa Yomim. This is the Holy Mother, which is the end of days, referring to Bina, which is at the end of the days. The days are days of creation, which come from the seven spheres of Zeranpin. And they start from Chesed, so its extremity, its end, is Bina right above it. Vimor sablu, koma de sablu kusen. With it, so they bore everything they bore in exile. Vilu yadrun v'tiyuftan, if they return repentance, afilu chad bisha chad tzara de'avra alayis chashiv alayi kilu sablu kula. Even one difficult thing or one painful thing that passed over them would be counted upon them as if they bore everything. So in other words, even if there was, chas v'shalom, a negative decree, it's easy to alleviate because they can just bear one thing. It's kind of like the whole thing was fulfilled and it's finished. But if not, so the end, the end of their redemption, of their exile, and the redemption, final redemption will come, it's concealed. Kol dar and delay in all of its generations. Kamod amara, seen in Kadisha, as the Holy Lantern, friend of Shimon, said, Tichsiv is written in Vayikra 25:30, that's Misusa Kanemasol Dara Self. Finality, those one who requires him for his generations. So you don't know when we finish the generations, when Mashiach will come. It's called the case of plows, the wondrous end. Hold on, but you have to tell him, yes, and all this all depends upon dependence. So it all depends. If we do good, we can merit to bring close the final end and to alleviate all the suffering, to nullify the decrees and have everything good.